Welcome to the latest episode of our podcast, focusing on the most recent and noteworthy changes in the Amazon ecosystem as of March 15th, 2024. From innovative marketing tools and rising operational costs to strategic insights for boosting sales and visibility, we delve into updates that matter most to sellers, vendors, and marketers. Let's get started. Update 1, clickable cards have been introduced in brand stories, offering a significant opportunity to boost product sales and enhance customer interaction. This feature simplifies the process for customers to discover, engage with, and purchase new products, streamlining the buying journey directly from the story. Update 2, US-based sellers face increased challenges with the introduction of new FBA inbound placement fees. This change disadvantages domestic sellers by increasing inbound logistics costs, potentially shifting a larger share of Amazon's marketplace GMV to China-based sellers and impacting the US tax base. Update 3, the sponsored brand video feature, now prominent at the top of search results, remains underutilized. It offers a powerful means for brands to educate potential customers and differentiate from competitors, requiring a strategic approach to remarketing for maximizing customer acquisition. Update 4, Amazon sellers missing out on the benefits of dynamic pricing now have a solution with Pro4C. This tool promises to enhance profitability, boost bestseller rank, BSR, and increase unit sales velocity, challenging the outdated practice of static pricing. Update 5, Amazon has upgraded its Voice of the Customer dashboard with 3 new features designed to deepen sellers' understanding of customer feedback and improve the actionability of insights, including new product health ratings and expanded feedback mechanisms. Update 6, sellers are voicing concerns over increasing Amazon fees, which they argue are eroding profit margins and undermining years of investment, ultimately favoring Amazon's financial interests over those of its seller community. Update 7, key strategies often overlooked by sellers include outsourcing PPC management, investing in high-quality video production, engaging consistently on social media, and focusing on product innovation, among others. Embracing these tactics can significantly enhance a seller's success on the platform. Update 8, Amazon now mandates a sales history for products before allowing sellers to offer coupons, a move that could restrict the effectiveness of coupons in new product launch strategies. Update 9, FBA fees are set to rise by 7-9% annually, impacting sellers' inventory management strategies. The introduction of an upfront inventory placement fee is forcing small businesses to navigate between increased operational costs and higher inbound freight charges. Update 10, Amazon's Vendor Central has undergone a significant UI overhaul, mirroring improvements made to the Seller Central experience. This update aims to provide a more intuitive navigation experience and potentially introduces new tools for vendors. Update 11, a quietly introduced feature in Amazon Marketing Cloud now allows for data backfill to July 1st, 2023, offering sellers enhanced insights for audience activation and customer journey analysis. Update 12, Amazon is set to reduce its returns window from 30 to 14 days for consumer electronics in EU markets, a cost-cutting measure that could foreshadow shorter return periods across more categories. Update 13, Amazon's new warehouse service, despite offering lower storage costs than FBA, presents higher expenses compared to some third-party logistics providers and direct warehouse ownership, along with variable placement fees. Update 14, engagement with Amazon's existing tools influences eligibility for beta testing new features, suggesting that adopting Amazon's recommendations could improve sellers' chances of participating in beta tests. Update 15, Amazon has transitioned 75% of its keyword research and optimization efforts to DataDive, a tool enabling large-scale listing optimization and advanced keyword tracking, though further improvements are suggested for manual tracking and SQP data integration. These updates have brought to light the dynamic changes occurring within the Amazon marketplace, from new tools and strategies to evolving fees and regulations. Understanding and adapting to these updates is crucial for sellers aiming to maintain and grow their presence on Amazon. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to subscribe to our email and read our newsfeed for the whole content at georges.blog.